The first time Rock and Roll River ever played in New York City, I was talking with my friend Jeff. We were walking around getting ready for the show. We had just gotten some food. Jeff is in he's doing sound for us out there tonight. We were walking around, I was coming to visit him, and we were talking about things that you remember. I don't remember what we were talking about exactly, but I remember that we were talking about remembering things. And suddenly this guy came out of nowhere, as a guy I've never met and I've never seen since, and he started talking, he joined in and he said, "Isn't it really interesting, you know, you think you remember a lot, but really there's so little of your life you remember. Do you remember every time that you were on the beach? Do you remember every body of water you were at? Do you ever remember every time, you know, you were on the bus and you saw somebody being crazy?" Or, you know, he's just sort of going on and on about memory. This guy that I've never met, and we were just standing there, we were walking along and we were talking. And at the end of it, we stopped in front of the club and he said, "All right, well, I'll see you down memory lane." And I wonder if that guy, that was his line, or if he was trying to just like, "I'm gonna be a super poetic old man," you know? But dude, he stuck in my mind. He was a poetic old man for me at that moment. And then we went downstairs and we played this show and there was nobody there and we sucked. And it was the very first time that we've ever played in New York. And God, I was really nervous about playing in New York. And now I'm here playing in Brooklyn for all you guys, and I can't believe that you fucking care. So thank you very much. It really feels great, and if I had to describe the way that it felt, I guess I'd say that it feels sort of like walking out of my house on a misty morning and going down to the water, and suddenly I see this steamboat coming up in the distance, and I look on the prow, and there's Jonathan. His hair is a little bit long, I can't quite recognize him. He's got his nose buried in Patrick O'Brien's book, but his hand is firmly planted on the wooden wheel of that ship. And I know instantly that when I get on that ship, I don't even have to say where I want to go, because he's going to take me and all of these guys and all of you guys down the river of golden dreams.